Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you could have dinner with any three people that have passed away, any three people, who would it be and why?
This is such a hard question. I mean, you just asked me that, and I had like 30 seconds to think about it, and I can't come up with anyone. And I say that knowing that most people who know me are probably thinking that my dad would be on that list, mm-hmm. but I would not put him on this list. I don't want to have dinner with my dad after the fact, because I think it'll make things worse for me if I had dinner with him.
Whoa, that's deep, deep, deep.
Yeah, I think it would hurt me more and make me, it would take my grieving process over these past couple years that he's been gone, and it would make me 10 steps back, and I'd have to start all over. So, go ahead.
There was a caveat on this that I forgot too.
Oh, okay.
And you have to pick one from each category: family, entertainment, so actor, actress, musician,
okay,
and then history, so historical figure of any kind.
Okay, so who would you pick? Family, entertainment, and history. If you could have dinner with three people who have passed away, who would you pick? One in each of those categories. So for family, I think I would pick my mom's grandmother from Hungary, because I never met her. She died before I was born, but she basically raised my mom, and my mom is who she is because of her grandma. And I hear the stories about her and what an amazing woman she was and how she forced my mom to come to America. My mom didn't want to come, but she set up a trip. I'm going to go. I need you to escort me. And it was all a ruse. So 2 days before they're supposed to go, she's like, I think I'm going to die. I want to die in Hungary, but you still need to go on the trip. She never intended to go. So my mom went on the trip, not knowing anyone, and my grandma died while she was here. It really happened. Like, just crazy story.
Wow.
So I would pick her.
Okay.
Entertainment.
So it could be actor, musician.
Let me come back to that one.
Okay.
History. I would like to meet John F. Kennedy.
Oh.
I would pick him. And entertainment. Maybe Whitney Houston? I don't know. She was the first concert I ever went to.
So this dinner table would be John F. Kennedy, Whitney Houston, and then your mom's...
Grandma. That's so random.
Isn't it right? It's so good, though. I would love to be at that dinner table.
It's so hard to think of that.
Who pays? Whitney Houston?
Whitney, you got the money for this one, right? I don't know. Who would you pick for something like that?
You know, I was thinking about this over the weekend after I had the conversation. My initial thought would be my mom's mom, my grandmother. She was involved in my life so much, and she passed away in 1994, and I miss her dearly. But then I was thinking, though, my dad's dad, who I never met, and I think I would pick him only because I never met him, would love to learn more about the Cuban side of the family and just, you know, living in Havana. And then when Fidel took over, I would just love to learn so much more about him. And my dad is a very private man, and he's slowly starting to release information about my grandfather. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I knew nothing about him. My dad's slowly starting to give me information. So that's what I put down. I want to learn more about the Fernandez side from my grandfather. As far as entertainer, I think I would go with John Lennon.
Oh, okay.
Have a Beatle in there. And then as far as history, that's a tough one for me. Because I want to go way back to like maybe George Washington, or maybe go like all the way back to like biblical times and Moses, or I don't know. That's
Jesus.
Jesus himself. Like, hey, what's up? Yeah. Dinner's on me. All right, Jesus.
Interesting. It's really fascinating. You learn a lot about a person just based on who they would select, you know? I want to talk to Danica. Danica, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. You're one of our junior listeners here. Danica's 12 years old. Who would you pick for this dinner with three people who've passed?
Well, I couldn't think of the other two, but for the entertainment one, I would want to meet Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury, that's a good one. You love the music from Queen?
Yeah, he's basically my favorite artist.
Oh, I love when kids appreciate the older music like that. That's really, really cool.
Can I ask you a question, too?
Yeah,
this is something I think about, too. Have you ever thought of it? And it's kind of morbid, too, but it's coming from a sweet place. Did you ever think of just sitting down with your mom and just videotaping, just getting her story about her coming to America and just the whole backstory, just the love story between your mom and your father. And because I think about doing this with my dad and my parents too, because you think about generations from now, the story of your mom is going to get watered down.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny you say that, because I actually have audio of my dad talking about some of his childhoods. When he first got his diagnosis, I asked him questions and he didn't know I was running, I was recording on my phone. And so I have some of the audio of him growing up and stuff like that. And I haven't played it for anyone yet, because I wanted to save it not just for my kids, but also for my brothers and sister and stuff, so they could hear his voice. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had the nerve to give it to them yet, but I've been sitting on it and I still have it. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. One of these days I was thinking about, tell me if this is cheesy or not, but they have like those bears, and I don't want to give up my bear with my dad's telling his story. You know what I mean?
Like your dad's giving me Teddy Ruxpin?
Yeah, exactly. I want to give it to them in a gift where they can hit play and it'll play it.
Let
but
them know what's going to happen, though.
But I don't
want to
give
them
a teddy bear with my dad's voice telling his story.
No.
Yeah, I know there's an idea there. I just don't know what to do with it.
You're so on to something. But give them a heads up, because your brother's like, oh my gosh, a teddy bear. That's great. All of a sudden, at night, he hears your dad's voice coming from the teddy bear.
Well,
like,
he's growing up in New Mexico. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know what to do with it, but I want to give it to them instead of just like, here's an audio file. I thought it would be cool if maybe there was like a picture frame with his picture in it, and then they hit a button and they
That'd
say
be beautiful.
It or something like that. But it's all I can find are bears.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.